Life in the layer is not easy as a refugee. We have made a lot of protests and a lot of complaints, and nobody is listening to us. We are not living in the layer because they have a beautiful building, but we are looking at our rights. Like I always say in all kind of protests and demonstration, I say we don't have life for our own. What I mean is we don't take decision on what to eat, where to sleep, and other stuff. Everything is like a program. What to eat has been programmed, and we don't get the kind of peaceful sound environment to sleep. But I always say that being a refugee, you are not a criminal. We live in the layer like a prisoners. I always say this because even in the night, too many security, they patrol the whole night. And you hear the footsteps, you cannot go back to sleep again. Sometimes around 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. in the morning, they'll be patrolling the corridors of the house. And you, when you hear their footsteps, they are like two people, three people, and you hear their footsteps, brah, 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 as if police are coming for you. When we are going to eat, security personnel are marched all over the place. And it's not the kind of life we are looking for. We are not prisoners. We always say this, that we are not criminals. Refugees are not criminals.
So what are the rights, or what are other people who is living in Leia also be afraid to come out to protest or do something? How it is for them take part of this protest also?
You know, a lot of people living in the Leia feels that they don't have right to so many things. And right from the one that they entered in Germany, there has been a kind of fear in them because they fear the government will deport them. They fear so many things. So people living in a layer live in fears. This is what we wanted to talk to the authorities about, that we live in fear, too much fear, because people fear to demonstrate, to express their feelings. Too much security, too much police. So people fear that the least they speak, the government could say, oh, yeah, I'm taking them to their country because they are here and they are making noise or something. We are only demanding for our right as human beings because refugees are not criminals. So if we are here and we are not getting the safety that we are seeking for and we are living like prisoners, we have all these fears all over, day in and day out, new fears. When even they are giving you a warning to leave, like a dum-dum, to leave the country. So Germany has posed more fears in the people, mostly the refugees in the country. It's difficult to organize people in the layer to come out and support a protest and express their feelings because everybody is hiding and we are living in fears. But whenever there is something that we need to put together, we need to come together to do it, only few people respond. And these few people, you have to take your time to educate them their right to do these things, their right for a change. But I think the people in the layer need more education of their rights because they think some of the things that they can do may be against their right as a refugee and it will end them a deportation. I normally try as possible to explain to them the needs why they should participate in such programs to express their feelings, because whenever we are talking to them, we can see that they have genuine concerns and genuine problems. But to come out and express it to the necessary authority is a problem for them. I always go to them to motivate them why it's necessary to express their feelings rather than to hide it inward, because if person speak of his feeling, then he think he's going to get solution for it. But if the person is harboring the feeling, whether it's negative feeling or positive feeling, one day it will explode and the person will come out with a wrong action, because there are some of them that have bad feelings, but one day they will explode it. They will bring it out in a form of violence, which is the reason why me, I don't like violence. I like talking to people about your issue so that you settle it than to wait and go in a violent way. So everybody in the layer have his own kind of grievances, his own kind of pains, his own kind of intimidation. But when you talk to them, they express it and their feelings are controlled. You advise them and they meet new people in the demonstration and their feelings are under control.
On the 14th of this month, you took part in organizing the demonstration in front of Leia, and you put all your demand on paper. What do you expect from this demonstration.
We had a notice that on the 14th of April, there is going to be a city council in the layer to evaluate the layer, to know whether the layer is in a good condition to accommodate people, or they should take another level of the layer. So when we heard of it, we thought it would be wise to talk to these authorities, because they are the council, the city council. It would be wise for us to talk to them, because it's not only the building that makes or qualify the layer as a safe place, but also a kind of actions that goes on, a kind of the people living there, the kind of trauma and other things that they go through is the basic thing that is talking about the human right, whether the people living in a layer have their right and they are comfortable living there. So we were expecting the people, the council, to talk to the people living in the layer so that they will get to know the detail and exact actions going on in the layer, so that we can make an amendment which will be in favor of our rights and our freedoms in the layer. But it was unfortunate that this council couldn't interview or talk to any of the immigrants or the refugees living in the layer that day. We wrote some of our grievances on a placards and on a paper to show it to the authorities from the council. We are not prisoners. We need to work. We need education. We need training skills and other stuff. So we were expecting them to see this. But it was unfortunate that day, they never used the main route where we mounted our protest. They used the other door from the backside of the police and administration side. So it was a bit painful to us. We didn't expect that. But also, we later changed our stance and went back to the place to see if we'll be able to communicate with them through our placards, and maybe if they could speak to us and say, what is your problem? Then we can share with them a bit of our problems and see how best they'll be able to solve it for us. So these are the things we wanted to speak to these people about, but they never shared our concern. We wanted to tell them that there is something you can do about this security personnel. Tell them to also stay away from us a bit, mostly in the night. Maybe at exactly 12, they can also go and rest, and we can also have a comfortable sleep. So if somebody sleep around 11 and at 1 p.m. you are walking on the corridors and the person wake up and he can't go back to sleep, sometimes you it will take you more than 2 hours, 3 hours before you go back to sleep. And it's difficult. It's very, very difficult for everyone. These are the things we wanted the authorities to ask us of, so that we also explain to them, so that they will know exactly that this is what we have to do to solve the problem. So coming there the other day, for me, I didn't meet my expectation. What I was expecting from them, I didn't get it.
You didn't get the expectation. One of the people who visited the layer told us, our team, that there are new building, a new canteen. It means one of the problems is being solved already.
Who told them the building were our problems? Who told them the canteens were our problems? We were not complaining about the canteens. We were complaining about food. We were complaining about the food in the canteen, okay. Not the canteen, the building. If even we are eating outside the playing ground and we have a better food, that is what we are talking about. If even we are eating outside the playing ground and we are able to select the best food that we want, that is what we are talking about. We are not talking about the facility. The facility, the building does not make any change for us. So for me, though they come with the purpose of seeing these things, but we living there have our personal problems, and our problems are beyond building a new building for you administration and building a new building for a canteen. That is not our issue. That is not our problem. Don't forget, we have a genuine issues. Like one, we wanted to talk to them about training and school for the immigrant, for refugees living in the layer. We wanted to talk to them about work for immigrant living in the layer. We wanted to talk about our rights for immigrant living in the layer. We wanted to talk to them about police and security personnel marching throughout the night, and they will not allow refugees to sleep and have peaceful sleep. Even prisoners, they don't match them as they are matching us in the layer. We wanted to talk about our doors not locked. We wanted to talk about so many things, so many different things. We wanted to talk about our relationship outside, because some of the refugees have to stay for 3 years. We are not woods. We are not trees. We are human beings. We have a feeling. So we have so many genuine concerns we needed to talk about. Not only having a new facilities like a building and a canteen could solve our problems.
He also talked about the issue with kids. We were told that people living in the lair, like, and we were told that they cannot close their key. But one of the visitors said that is not true. Can you say something about that? About
which one is not true? Is it the keys to the building, the rooms,
the keys
to the locker?
The keys to the lockers. He said the keys to the lockers.
Good. They have lockers inside, like wardrobes in the rooms. And these lockers do not have a padlock. So this is not about even science and technology. This is simple layman test. I put a padlock in this locker and I managed to try and see whether if I am coming as a thief or a criminal, I can open it. And as soon as I turn it, it was able to open. So those padlocks do not have any security. Those padlocks they are talking about, that those lockers over there do not have security, because if those, even with a padlock, there is a way to turn it. You push the padlock up and you turn it, it opens. So what is the security of about this one? We need keys to the rooms.
Yeah, concerning the closing of the doors, we are told that a system has been installed already, but it has a technical problem. Are you aware of that?
What kind of system and technical problem are they talking about? What we understand is, we can still have a keys for ourselves if the person is logging out, just like a hotel. If you are logging out, you leave the key to the info point or the counter. If you are logging in, you go back for your key, you go and open your door. That is what you call security. Even hotel rooms, they have keys. This system they are talking about, the door sometimes automatically can lock.
Yeah, that's what,
because they use softwares.
Mm-hmm.
These doors should have a private keys which can be assigned to every single immigrant. As soon as you log in and you register, they give you your key. Whenever you want to go out and you show your card at the exit or entrance point, if you are exiting, you leave your key. The key should have numbers, just like hotels. If you are exiting, you leave your key to the security. If you are entering, you show them your card with your key number. Then they give you your key, you go to your room. If even two people are living in a room, they can have a shared key. This is simple. But I'm wondering why they are making these things very complicated. Because sometimes, if even you are asleep, me, it has happened to me many times. Sometimes I may be in my room silently. Somebody will just knock the door, pop, pop, pop. If you did not respond, the person will open the door. And when sometimes he opened the door and you are there, he say, yeah, sorry, I'm looking for this person. But for me, that is not the way I think. I think he was trying to espy my room to know if I'm not around, he can enter there, pick anything he want and leave. This is what we are talking about. We are though immigrant. We have been here for long. We have friends outside. Some of them could feel that, okay, let me give this my friend. He don't have phone. Let me give him phone. Maybe you are sleeping and you leave your phone behind, or you are putting your phone on charge and you are out to take a fresh air. Somebody can also knock the door. If no response, he check around. If the phone is there, he pick it and go. It has happened in the layer several times. People have been complaining of lost phones and monies and other stuff. You understand? This is the security we are talking about. These technical problems have been there since 2020. And even one of my colleagues who have been there since 2019 told me the same technical problem has been there since 2019. So when are they going to fix this technical problem? I think it's intentional. They have decided it intentional. I also think about it that maybe if the government want to arrest you in your room, you'll be in your room and they can control the system in their info point or where else they want to control it, and they lock your door and the police can come in and pick you just like that. So it's not safe for us living there. They should leave the key to the immigrants.
The visitors came, but I see them there. They didn't talk to anybody about it. They didn't speak with the people living in the layer who was outside with us protecting. So now, this is for you, Emmanuel. If you could meet these visitors now, what will you tell them?
We have few things to ask them about work in the layer. If immigrants cannot work outside the layer, I think the government should think of giving immigrants privilege to work inside the layer, so that if even you feel that you want to tell the person to leave, or you want to test the person's ability. Some of us are we are losing our talent. You understand? Like, we have petty things the immigrant supposed to do in the layer, then the government will pay them something more convincing than 80 cents per hour. You know, working in the layer, we clean the toilet, we clean the corridors, we pick litters around, we do so many things, we help them lifting luggage.
Now will be better since they don't allow people to work. They should still allow people to work like you are saying. So
exactly. So if like we are working there and the government knows the minimum wage will be around maybe 8 euro or 9 euro per hour, then the government can even consider that, okay, the immigrant should be paid maybe 5 euro per hour. But talking of 80 cents, look, some of us have to stay for a long time before we are transferred to a living house. And when we go there too, we don't have life of our own and we have to continue. Look, everyone have a target of traveling to this place. Some people target that maybe after 5 years, after 10 years, maybe I may decide to go back. But if the person have to stay in layer for 5 years, then he may change his mind not to even go back again because he have not met his target.